Governor Mark Gordon has announced the new director of the Wyoming Department of Corrections. Dan Shannon has been with the department since 2007 and previously served as the deputy director. Shannon, who's been in corrections for more than 20 years, says reorganization of the department due to budget cuts is his main focus. He spoke with Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler about how the department will be adapting to working with less.
Congratulations on the new position.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Could you first explain a little bit about how the department was affected by this first round of budget cuts?
Well, the department's affected in a number of ways. First and foremost, we have to remain fiscally responsible and get things in line and live within our means. But it's also a balancing act where we don't step to the other side where we're jeopardizing safety. We've cut $1 million of operational costs out of three smaller facilities and $1.5 million out of our larger facilities. We had 162 positions that were removed from our budget. 82 of those were unfunded, but it also included 14 individuals here from central office that lost employment.
And are you anticipating any further cuts?
I would anticipate, yes, that we will have additional cuts. We're going to be a much leaner corrections than we were in the past. Director Lampert clearly put us on a pathway to have a solid foundation for a department, but things have changed with COVID and as well as our budget. We have to also, to be able to produce an excellent product, we're responsible to ensure that when individuals return to our communities that they're going back in a lot better way than when they came to us. So we're going to have to function differently. We no longer can look at our department the way we did just even up to a year or 2 years ago. And I'll give you some examples. The way we're housing our inmates, the locations. I returned the inmates back from Mississippi. We also had our female offenders in Scotts Bluff. We had 34 of those we returned. And also individuals were housed in county jails. We don't really have an inmate populace issue. They just need to be reassigned in the way we house them. Now, we have staffing issues at our Wyoming State Penitentiary in Rawlins, which I'm going to work on next to address. So fundamentally, it'll look much different than it did even a year ago, that being the department itself.
You know, in mentioning about reorganizing the populations, I mean, I think the state has been talking for a while about how facilities are overwhelmed by the numbers. Is this not the case, or do you think we just have to reorganize to use the space we have more effectively?
We have our boot camp that I asked the judiciary to, on an interim topic, to change the way we present it to be a more cognitive-based program, which has been moving forward, and I'll follow it through the legislative session. That's a 64-bed facility in Newcastle that never has more than 13, 14 individuals in it. I'm going to reassign that to our penitentiary, and then I will have our females, which we were going to build a new building, reassign that program. We'll create our female facility to our women's center. Now, with that being said, our ladies who are attending our intensive treatment program have always had a backlog. We're going to reassign that to Newcastle. It'll provide 64 beds and also free up the amount of space, 50 beds, at our facility. We have vacancies in our minimum facility in Riverton, and I will reassign the individuals from Newcastle to Riverton, thereby freeing up space for our penitentiary. So it really is a matter of restructuring the way we look at corrections and the way we have to conscientiously and objectively house them according to their classification. We're not going to put any person or community at risk. But we do have vacancies we just haven't really weren't necessary to take advantage of in the past.
And beyond budget challenges, what are the other biggest challenges you think the department is currently facing?
My number one focus, excluding the budget right now, is COVID. We were fortunate. We took some very drastic steps. I would use that term because there's nothing more important than interaction and family visits, things of that nature. We canceled all that in March. We found alternative ways. We are following CDC guidelines. That's changing constantly. Just in July, we had an excess of 100 individuals positive. Right now, we're down to about 5 or 6. we're doing some working with the Department of Health. We're doing wastewater treatment. At that point, in July, we were doing mandatory testing of all staff and inmates. Now we're doing 20% sampling. My focus right now, because it's a very serious situation, and we're the same as a community. I mean, we're all living together there. We function as a community. It doesn't matter if a person is going to an educational service or a person has medical, such as dialysis treatments necessary. We perform that inside our facilities, and COVID as well. I mean, when COVID gets inside, it's extremely dangerous, and just the same as we see the growth across our state. That's what's really keeping me up at night at this point.
Dan Shannon is the new director of the Wyoming Department of Corrections. Thank you, Dan, for taking the time to speak with me.
Yeah, thank you for your time.